WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hours after a jury convicted a Colorado dentist of murdering his wife, a judge sentenced James Craig to life in prison. Craig was found guilty of poisoning his wife's protein drinks. Former Colorado State Prosecutor and criminal defense attorney Eric Fetty.
So the Colorado does not functionally have the death penalty, so this was the most severe sentence that could possibly be imposed.
The investigation into the New York City office shooting continues, with NYPD detectives traveling to Las Vegas, where 27-year-old Shane Tamura lived and worked. Law enforcement sources say they searched Tamura's apartment and found what was described to ABC News as a suicide note to his mom, saying he loves her and he's sorry. The shooter killed four people, including an NYPD officer. Authorities are looking into whether he was targeting the NFL headquarters. The Federal Reserve moving to keep interest rates unchanged for now due to continued uncertainty over tariffs. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the overall economy remains stable. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue announced the distribution of over $1.4 billion in shared revenue and property tax credit payments to local governments on Monday. The payments are meant to support municipalities in providing local services and reducing the tax burden for property owners. According to a press release, tax credits like the increased school levy tax credit and the first dollar credit will appear directly on property tax bills. More information on the shared revenue program can be found on the Department of Revenue's website. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation have announced the distribution of $1.5 million in small business development grants. According to a press release, the grant funding will go towards community organizations that support small businesses, including two in the Northwest Wisconsin region. The Ashland Area Development Corporation will receive $200,000 of the grant funding, and the Dunn County Economic Development Corporation will receive $250,000. Wildlife officials and the Shawamigan Humane Association are asking for the public's help after receiving a strange report about a black bear in Bayfield County. Officials say they received a call on Sunday night about a bear near Lake Namekagon that had gotten a jar stuck on its head. They're asking anyone with information on the whereabouts of the bear to contact them so they can help. Department of Agriculture officials also set up traps in the area. If residents do see the bear, they should keep their distance and call for help to avoid scaring it off. The Rice Lake Police Department is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of any individuals involved in a vandalism incident at the Barron County Fairgrounds over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the incident occurred sometime after 6 p.m. on Friday at the Youth Expo building and was discovered on Saturday morning. The suspects discharged a dozen fire extinguishers covering the entire main building and bathrooms. Fairgrounds officials say it could cost around $30,000 to restore the building. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers bow to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing at home to the Cubs today, 10-3. Chicago with 8 hits for extra bases, the most Milwaukee has given up since opening weekend in New York when the Yankees had 11 in a single game with their torpedo bats. Starting pitcher Freddy Peralta struggled, walking 4 batters, giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings. A bright spot, though, William Contreras had his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another out of the park later on. The Brewers remain in first place in the NL Central, one game ahead of the Cubs. Jackson Chourio did not play today. He's dealing with what's described as a mild hamstring injury. Up next, they head to Washington tomorrow to open a series against the Nationals on Friday night. NFL, Packers in team meetings. They resume training camp practice tomorrow morning at 10:30. That's open to the public. On Saturday, they have family night inside Lambeau Field, a 2-hour practice in pads. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke. Cool for this time of year with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow, low humidity and a high in the mid 70s. And sunshine and upper 70s for Friday. Right now it's 73.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want. Not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
In a special edition, former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter joins us to break down how digital currency could undermine democracy. Don't miss this important conversation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you had a great day. And whatever got you here, thank you for being here. I hope we can help you ease into your night a little easier as we talk about some of the things we'd love to talk about in life. Conrad, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a little gelato before when I got in the studio. It's pretty good. You know, cappuccino flavor.
Ooh, the cappuccino's good. That they have a Dubai chocolate. Have you had that?
I did. I think they're out of it right now, but I did try it because I was interested, and that was good.
I went in there last night, and they were out of it, and now they said they're going to have it back, but they, like, crush pistachios or something and put... Yeah. It's, like, the best... Well, I guess it's not ice cream. I mean...
It's more of, like, a... I don't know, a salty with that chocolate.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's dynamite. What do you... Is gelato, like, more creamy than custard or less?
I have no idea.
Come on, man. I thought you were a producer. It is good stuff though. And it's just a beautiful night in Wisconsin. It's like finally feels like a normal summer day. It's like in the 70s, slightly muggy, probably. I don't think the air quality is that great, but who cares about that, right?
You know, it's at 170, no biggie.
Is it really at 170?
Last time I checked, it was at 170.
What is the danger zone?
That is unhealthy.
Okay.
Is what it says. Mm. And I was going across the bridge back home when I was at the gym before, and it just looked like there was a forest fire because of how muggy.
Yeah.
How, like, there was so much fog, and it wasn't fog, though.
And it's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
If they want us to not think of them as a suburb, they have to stop with the air. Come on, Canada. Get it together. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. Great show tonight. Fun guests. We got a jam-packed schedule here. We have three guests tonight. And we are talking movies, music, and mustard. How's that for a show? And how's that for some alliteration? We're going to talk at 6:35 with our pal Matt Miller. He's a Milwaukee film critic. Oh, God. It's one of those nights.
He's a credit.
I haven't talked much today. I got to work this out. I got to stretch out on the air. And that's never fun. I feel sorry for you, the listener. Matt is a Milwaukee film critic who will be here at 6:35. We're going to talk about... he saw Fantastic Four, so I'm curious as to what he had to say that. And I don't think we've talked to Matt since Superman came out, so we'll discuss that. And lots of fun stuff, as always, with one of our favorites, Matt Miller. And then in the second hour, Kim Moffey will be here. She is the social media coordinator for Appleton's Mile of Music. Have you ever gone to that?
No, I have not.
It's supposed to be just spectacular. I hear it's just a fantastic summer festival. It goes on for, do you know how long the stretch of music is?
A mile?
It's like a mile. Kim will be here to talk about Mile of Music, and we'll get to know her a little bit. We've had some fun guests on from Appleton over the year and a half, and we're adding Kim to that list. We are excited to meet her and talk to her in the second hour. And then at 7:35, folks, it's movies, music, and of course, mustard. Now, I say this often. This might be the first time on radio, in radio history, someone has covered music, movies, and mustard in the same show. If people can challenge that, bring it, folks. Fight me.
It might have been done before. Who knows?
Maybe. I doubt it, though. Who's crazy enough to say, we're going to talk about music and movies, and then we need some kind of delicacy, some kind of condiment? We are going to welcome Barry Levinson, who is the curator of the National Mustard Museum in Middleton, Wisconsin. I had the pleasure to stroll into that museum Saturday after I had breakfast across the street. And I thought it looked so cool. And National Mustard Day is coming up, folks. It's August 2nd. I don't know how you're planning or preparing on how to celebrate, but I assume you're formulating a game plan, one of our favorite condiments. We're going to talk about that tonight at 7:35 with Barry Levinson. No relation to Barry Levinson. And we have a fun... Should we do the question? Let's do that. Here's our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is a vegetable or fruit you hated as a kid, but like now? What is a vegetable or fruit you hated as a kid, but like now? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 75 Civic, or you can text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream on X, Facebook, or YouTube, you can drop us a message in the stream chat, which is always fun too. I'm going to start. I'm going to say avocado. I wouldn't say I hated it as a kid, but I wanted nothing to do with the avocado. I didn't like the texture or the consistency. I didn't think it had much taste. And now every chance I get, I eat an avocado.
Avocado is so good.
Superfood. And yeah, it's tasty. A little salt or garlic, onion, whatever you like to put in your guacamole. Some people do tomato. I'm not really a tomato in my guac kind of guy. I usually just mash up the avocado. It's great.
I really like to use it on sandwiches, like with slices, yeah, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Avocado toast.
Yes.
Dynamite. So let us know what you think, folks. I'll also say, now, some people are going to say avocado is a fruit.
Well, that's why it's vegetable or fruit.
Or fruit. So, Chris Casper, if you're listening, you don't have to. You don't have to enhance. Hey, was this posted on social media today? I don't see it.
Yes, it was.
What is going on with my Facebook? I think I need a new social media. Maybe I just need to change my name. You think that would help?
I don't know. What are you going to change it to?
I don't know, like Lone Wolf or something cool. Conrad says broccoli. So broccoli is yours.
I used to, you know, despise it.
Yeah.
But I really like it steamed with some salt on it.
Yeah.
Some black pepper.
Absolutely.
Or just with some, you know, Wisconsin cheddar over it, like the cheese sauce.
I can't do broccoli and cheese.
What about the soup?
No, thanks. I like broccoli with a little bit of olive oil. And some garlic mixed in, maybe some salt.
That's the only soup I can do is broccoli and cheddar.
That's the only soup you can eat is broccoli cheddar?
I hate soup.
Oh my God, who hates soup? That's tomorrow night's question. Why does Conrad hate soup? Are you sure you're American? What do you do on fall days? Don't you like a big pot of beef stew or Senate bean or something? Come on.
This is what I make a quesadilla and I have some really hot sauce on it.
All right.
That heats me up.
I don't mean to kind of jumped all over you there, but I think you kind of deserved it. How have you ever met anyone else that doesn't like soup like you? If you ever meet a girl who doesn't like soup, you should propose to her on the spot because that is a cosmic sign. I think that's hilarious. We got to have some fun with that.
I just don't like the water-based to it, or you know what I mean? Like
yeah. The
chicken broth or whatever's in it. I just don't like how soupy it is.
um, Well, that's interesting. I have to say, I'm kind of flabbergasted there. But I like all kinds of soup. I don't eat it enough. It's really healthy too, Conrad. I mean, you should learn to like soup, just like you learn to like broccoli or an avocado.
Well, those are, you know, pretty easy to cook up. Soup is like, if you have it in a can, I feel like that's some gross stuff.
Oh, well, that's all. That's not even really soup. It's just like chemicals. Yeah. Right? I mean,
the main, I hate a lot of canned stuff. Like canned tuna is the worst.
You hate canned. I knew that about you.
So canned soup also to me is, one time I went out to a bar with a friend I haven't seen in a while. And after it, we went to the gas station right in front of our house in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some drunk snacks. He grabbed a can of like loaded potato soup and made it at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And I was like, all right, I got to go to bed. I can't watch you eat that or else I'm going to throw up.
But that should tell you how much people love soup.
I guess so.
I had, when I went to that steakhouse in Madison, the Tornado Club, with my son last Friday, Joe and I went there, and I always, like, I love a good clam chowder. Like, when it's done right, I can't eat many foods that have cream in it. It really grosses me out. But for whatever reason, I'm exempt from clam chowder. So I always like to try a place's clam chowder if I hear it's good. And I had it. It was dynamite. It was outstanding. So you won't eat clam chowder. Do you like clams?
I haven't. I've had it a couple times. I don't go after it. But if it's, okay, you know, out for the table, I'll have a couple.
You'll eat the clams, but not if they're in the chowder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That loses you. Okay, fair enough. That will be. We are going to have, folks, tomorrow night on the show, we're going to have some type of soup-related question. I will think of something, because this is shocking news today that the kid Conrad Krieger does not like soup. A blanket statement. Not like, I don't like, you know, French onion. You don't like soup.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the only one I can do is broccoli cheddar.
And that's like the grossest soup ever. Just, and that's the one you like.
It's overload on cheese.
Just take the broccoli out. I see that. I don't know why that's always grossed me out. It's tough
see,
for me.
I used to work at Cousins, and they have a really good broccoli cheddar, and I'd always get that with a sub for lunch.
Okay. What's your sub at Cousins?
Oh, I had so many. I'd make it my own concoction of sub. I'd do like a pepperoni melt, and then I'd add bacon to it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I add ham to it.
I used to do that at McDonald's, too. I put like a quarter pounder on the grill, and I chop it up like it was kind of like a sloppy joe. It's no different, though. Like, we got off on a huge food tangent here. I had so much to discuss. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's birthday, Lisa Kudrow. I told a group in Madison last weekend that when I go to Planet Fitness, I use the hydro massager, but I lay on my stomach. You should have seen the react, and I let it fester for a minute before I said, I'm kidding, but they all looked at me like I was the biggest pervert in the world. Like, can you imagine if you went into Planet Fitness or a gym and saw a guy laying on the hydro massager on his stomach? Call the authorities.
You gave me an idea, no.
Well, until you meet that girl that doesn't like soup, you might have to go in and use the hydro massager and lay on your tummy. All right. Our question of the night, folks, is what vegetable or fruit did you hate as a kid but like now? I said avocado. Conrad says broccoli, and he doesn't like soup. And I'm trying to get through the night. I'm going to muscle through the show, but I'm struggling with that one, I have to say. Let us know what your answer is, and we've got lots of fun tonight. Matt Miller's on the show. He'll be here at 6:35 to talk about the Fantastic Four and Superman. And he saw an animated version of Predator on Hulu.
Huh.
I was not aware of that. So we'll talk to Matt about that too. And I think he finished The Pit, which is supposed to be a fantastic show. I don't really dig medical dramas, but I guess if it's done well enough, I could do it. And The Naked Gun comes out this weekend. That's going to be exciting. And it's getting, like, incredible reviews, like 92%.
Really?
For comedy?
I wouldn't expect that, because the trailer is
stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen the trailer. I love Liam Neeson. I didn't want this to be bad. At least it doesn't sound like it's not bad. And I talked to someone at Flix Brewhouse, this girl Summer, who kind of does all the marketing. She says they have someone on staff there that has seen it already three times. and loves it. Like, it's that funny.
Well, I got a movie to go to then.
So, yeah, me too. I'll definitely check it out. All right, we're coming right back, folks. Let's see. When we come back, we're going to talk about Lisa Kudrow. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabbit.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smelly cat, smelly cat. Smelly cat, smelly cat. It's not your fault.
Smelly, 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 really bad. Smelly, smelly cat. It's not your fault.
Smelly cat, smelly cat.
Oh my God.
I know.
I sound amazing. I've never heard myself sing before. I mean, except in my own head. Oh, this is so cool. Now I can hear what you hear. Pretty different, huh? Oh, I am sorry, but I'm incredibly talented.
I have to admit, this is Nightlight, by the way. I am Peach Wobble. Welcome back, everybody. It's Lisa Kudrow's birthday. That was a clip, obviously, from Friends. She was like my least favorite friend for a long time because she was like, I almost felt like they were trying too hard to make her quirky. But there are times on the show she's just so good and her delivery is so perfect. I totally came around. I think she's hilarious.
I love it when she's like, when she got sick.
Yeah.
And she sounds so much better.
Great, yeah. She kept trying to stay sick.
Yeah, she keeps.
I don't. it's funny because, too, and when I say that, I mean the character Phoebe. Lisa Kudrow is immensely talented. She's phenomenal and good in everything she's been in. She's great on the comeback. But that's hilarious, too, that she has no idea that she has background singers in that scene. It's great. Our question of the night is, name a vegetable or fruit that you hated as a kid but like now. We get older. Our taste buds become more sophisticated. I said avocado. Conrad said broccoli. Those are probably two of, especially broccoli is probably one of the most famous answers for that question. But let us know. Matt Miller is coming up at 6:35. We'll talk about the Fantastic Four and what he's watching regarding movies and what's coming up in August. Because this summer, the box office is on fire. I mean, I think we're up like 15% over last year. Still down from COVID, but it's slowly coming back. People really do, I really believe people love going to the movies and having that shared experience, like going to a comedy club or something. It's just more fun in the theater, and I think people are finding their way back, and that's really exciting. So we'll talk to Matt about what you might want to check out in August, and then later in the second hour, I welcome Kim Mothy. She is the social media so, Conrad, what is the matter with me?
You need to talk more during the day.
I think I need a drink. Maybe some alcohol will help.
A non-alcoholic Blue Moon?
I had one last night. Kim Mothy will be here, and she's going to tell us all about Mile of Music, which starts tomorrow, I believe. So that's exciting. A great music festival we have here in Northeast Wisconsin that starts tomorrow and goes through August 3rd. Very exciting. And then from the National Mustard Museum tonight at 7:35, Barry Levinson joins me, and Barry is a mustard aficionado. He's the curator of the National Mustard Museum. National Mustard Day is August 2nd, so it's right around the corner. Finalize your plans, folks, and let's get things cooking here. Should we read some texts?
I think so.
Let's do that. On the stream, Dave says, cooked peas and carrots. Oh, God, I actually love cooked peas. Oh, so he's saying he likes them now. I always liked cooked carrots, but I'm with him on the peas. I never liked them as a kid. Love cooked peas now. He also says, I now tolerate them raw or incorporated into a dish. I assume he means carrots raw and not peas, but you know what? I'm not here to judge people. Dave says Terry needs to look into them. I'm not getting that. Does Dave have that good a memory that he remembers? And he spelled Terry like Terry Barr. Terry needs to look into them. We'll figure that out. Clarification, please, Dave. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom, says, I'm surprised Conrad didn't say mushrooms. That's my answer, mushrooms.
Well, it's a fungi, isn't it? Not a vegetable.
I think they're considered a vegetable, though.
Yeah, no, I forgot about mushrooms. I absolutely love mushrooms.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I still
I do, too.
I don't eat them raw, but.
I like them in pasta. I like mushrooms in general now. I've come around.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paula, for the text. John from Oshkosh says, roasted beets still taste like dirt, but I am old, and they are good for you. I think that's a lot of the thing. You have to make a concession because sometimes you still don't like something, but you know you should eat it. So you kind of learn to like it. Beets are like a superfood, too. They're fantastic for you. Thank you, John. Melissa, she is texting from Willie Street in Madison in the 608. She says, hi, Pete. Raisins. Convinced myself as a child that they gave me headaches. Now I love them in all baked goods. Are raisins prunes? Just in a different form?
I thought they're grapes.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I'm with you, Melissa. I never liked them as a kid. I like them now, though. And one of those things, you know, one of those foods I force myself to eat, too. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I've recently done avocado toast. Toast ricotta cheese spread on the toast, then mashed avocado with lime juice. Mark, I am with you. Lime juice on avocado is dynamite. And I actually don't love cheese with an avocado, but ricotta is interesting. Thank you, Mark. Can we squeeze a call in here, Conrad?
Yeah, Ollie from the North Woods.
Oh, Ollie. Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'll talk fast.
Yeah.
My thing that I hated as a kid was mashed potatoes. And my dad had a rule that you had to eat a tablespoon full of everything.
Oh, wow.
And if you made a face, you got another spoonful. Well, my plate never was clean from mashed potatoes because I could not stand them. And it's pretty hard to eat mashed potatoes without making a face.
Even a small spoonful. That's great.
Oh, it was torture, sheer torture. Now, I have to tell you another quick story.
Ollie, can you hold through the news? We really have to go.
Oh,
up against
I can.
Stick around. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight coming back with Matt Miller and Ollie's Call next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from implementing a provision in the new federal budget that would block Medicaid funding for health care services at Planned Parenthood, including cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has mobilized fire control program staff to assist with wildfires across the western United States and Canada. 20 staff members have been mobilized to 12 different states and provinces, including Oregon, northern Manitoba, and northern California. DNR officials say more firefighters and resources could be made available for additional assistance over the coming weeks. The mobilized staff members are scheduled to be on assignment for 2 weeks unless the severity of the fires subsides earlier. Newly appointed Barron County Sheriff Jody Kumet was sworn into office this week. A swearing-in ceremony for Kumet was held on Monday, just a few weeks after she was appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers. She will serve the remainder of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald's term through January of 2027, following his retirement in June. She has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement with the Wisconsin State Patrol, serving the Barron County community for the majority of her career. She retired from the State Patrol as a senior master trooper in March. Bayfield County residents will have a chance to dispose of hazardous and troublesome household waste at a clean sweep event this week. The event will be held on Thursday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Bayfield County Highway Garage. Area residents can bring things like old electronics, unwanted medications, sharps, and other hazardous household items to the event for disposal. Officials say most of the items will be accepted at no charge to residents. More information on the clean sweep event can be found on the Bayfield County UW-Madison website. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a two-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLang join the cast. Season two of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount Plus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke. Cool for this time of year with lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow, low humidity and a high in the mid-70s. And sunshine and upper 70s for Friday. It's 71 right now.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review, will be here as we continue to break down the Epstein story and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Come on!
Welcome back to Night Lights. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this gorgeous Wednesday night, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay on a gorgeous Wisconsin summer night. Matt Miller will be with us in just a minute. Our question of the night is, what is a fruit or vegetable you hated as a kid but that you like now? We've had some great answers, and we were in the middle of a quick conversation with Ollie. Is she still on the line, Conrad? Let's have Ollie finish her phone call. Hey there.
Hi, I'm still here.
All right.
Well, the story is actually about one of my grandsons. When he was little, we always had guacamole with tacos and stuff, and I always tried to get him to try just a little bit, a little taste.
Sure.
And time after time, he refused. And so I just started putting a little dab on his plate. And then a couple of months later, his mom asked him what treat he wanted her to buy for his birthday at school treat. And he said guacamole. And here, so she posted that, and the Holy Guacamole Company sent them to the school, all sorts of things, holy guacamole, coolers, T-shirt, all sorts of things.
That is
for
great.
His birthday. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Oh, and he loves guacamole to this day.
That's a great story. Ollie, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
All right.
Ollie from the Northwoods. Guacamole can be a vegetable or fruit I just make it with avocado pretty much. Sometimes I'll put garlic in or red onion. Little salt or lime. It's still a vegetable. You don't add a bunch of junk.
Onions.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Sure.
That's what I like in mine.
I love it all. We have our next guest, folks. He joins us frequently here on Nightlight to talk movies and TV and cool things in Wisconsin. And he joins us now over the stream, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How are we doing?
Good. Now, what is going on? You have a pet. Is everything okay?
Everything's going well. We got a new puppy, cute little Sheltie named Hot Dish, because my wife is from Minnesota, you know if you know. And we're teaching her how to be a good dog, a good puppy. So unfortunately, that means that at 7:30 tonight, I have to drop her off at puppy school, where she will learn how to be a good puppy. But in the meantime, I get to talk movies with you.
Yeah. So you have a heart out at 7, though, right? Not 7:30.
Not 7:30. Yeah, 7. Not 7:30. It's about a half hour away, the place.
All right. So. I think puppy school sounds great, and I wish you luck with that, my friend.
Thank you. She's a very good little puppy. We just want to make sure she grows up into a good teen dog and a good adult dog, too, you know?
All right. Matt, did you have a vegetable you hated as a kid that you like now?
Most of them. Honestly,
really? No.
I was a classic picky eater as a kid. I think broccoli, I was the weird kid who liked the vegetables other kids didn't like. Like, I liked broccoli. I liked asparagus. I liked Brussels sprouts. Yeah. I don't know if there's one that I've come around to, honestly, because I came around to a lot of the hard ones.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I was a kid, I didn't love vegetables, but I don't know that we had the olive oil salt option either when we were kids. I just remember butter or just steamed or whatever, like no frill, you know, but now it's just a whole different world. Hey, I had last week, Matt, I thought of you because one of my questions of the night for last week when I was in Madison, it was Woody Harrelson's birthday. And it was, what is your favorite Woody Harrelson role or show? And I thought, what would Matt Miller say to this question?
Ooh, that's a very good question, actually. I mean, he's incredible on True Detective. I know Matt McConaughey gets a lot of credit for that. But I think if Woody Harrelson doesn't balance him out on the comedy side of things
right.
and lighten things up, that show is True Detective season two. Right. You know, right, exactly. I think you desperately need Woody Harrelson to kind of, levity is the wrong word for that show, but just to bring a different energy to what everything else that very serious show is doing. So I think he's great in that. He's very good in The Messenger. That was his big kind of recent Oscar play. He's rather good in that. A small independent movie from, I think, 2008.
I have not seen that. Okay.
Yeah. And nice. Then, I mean, he's so much fun in Zombieland. It's kind of an obvious answer, but I think he's just a hoot and a hollering in that.
He's great. And I think he's just one of those guys, people want him on their set. He's a good guy. He seems like he's easy to have around. He's likable. I agree with you on True Detective. I also added No Country for Old Men, even though he doesn't have a huge part. Really well done. I love how he goes from swagger to being in the presence of Chigurh and just kind of crumpling a little bit, you know.
You forget that he's in that movie, but yeah. You're right. He fits so perfectly into that movie's world. And he's just an actor who, you know, he shows up and brings energy. He brings a weight to him. He's just, you know, one of those character actors that we just don't have enough of them in the pipeline where they show up and they have their own distinct energy.
That's a great way
that can
to
just
put it.
Immediately make you trust the movie you're watching.
Yes, that's very well said.
You know what else? He's really good in the Hunger Games movies.
Oh yeah, some people mentioned that too, which I also forgot he was in that. He's like, the guy's done so many movies, you do forget some of the films he's been in.
Yeah,
you know?
And I mean, all but one of those Hunger Games movies is good. Like pretty much every Hunger Games movie, those middle ones are really strong. We'd remember that franchise a lot better if the final one, the Catching Fire Part 2, wasn't such a kind of like damp squib to end the franchise on. I know they had the new one, the prequel, a few years ago, but that's kind of its own beast.
Yeah. I don't think we've spoken since, I think the last big summer film that came out after we spoke was Superman.
We did. Last one I think we got to talk about was Jurassic World.
Yes. Let's start with Superman. Thoughts?
I really liked it. I think it's really good. I have some issues with it. I think it does a lot of telling, not showing in the beginning of the movie. And I think that's part of the problem when you're on your fourth reboot of a character right. that you get afraid of doing the foundational stuff because you're like, oh, people already know backstory. We want to get right into it. But the problem is you kind of miss the emotional foundation that would make the end of that movie really hit and some of the emotions really hit. But I think James Gunn is an incredible writer. I think I love what he does with these characters. I think he manages to make the stuff that I was fearing about the movie work, the Justice Gang stuff. I was really expecting the movie to feel bloated and kind of overburdened with setting up other heroes. But I think he does a really good job of weaving them into the story and weaving them into the world without it feeling cynical. He kind of pulls off the same move with Crypto, which, you know, should feel like a cheap, cutesy, this is for the kids element. But instead, it's really funny. It's very charming. And I like the Superman. After a decade of grumpy Superman, of emo Superman, right. feeling so aggrieved he has to help the world, it's really nice to see a Superman who saves a squirrel in the middle of an action sequence, who does things because he wants to help people. And that is his drive. I think David Corenswet's really terrific. I think the whole cast is really terrific. And I think the greatest compliment I can give the Superman movie is that it makes me want to see another Superman movie. I want to see more of the Superman. And that's if you're Warner Brothers, that has to be the best thing in the world, that you're going to make a sequel with characters I want to see as opposed to we're making a sequel because the studio insists that we make a sequel. And that's when you get a good franchise, when people want to see the next chapter, not feel like they have to see the next chapter.
Yeah, that's great. It's interesting, too, because I'm a story guy over effects any day of the week. But I will say the CGI, it was there in Jurassic Park, and with Superman, when he flies in this, you feel it in your bones. I mean, it's just like it's really there. The CGI has gotten so much better in movies like this.
Yeah, it's got a really good energy to it. It's got a comic book zip to it. It feels like a comic book movie in the best way possible. It feels kind of unapologetically nerdy and weird, and there's weird creatures in it, and you're just like, yeah, of course I love that weird creature. Why would there not be? And like, it's also classic James Gunn in that he brings in kind of weird horror elements to it, and he has such a love for like characters that for some odd reason, like, you would never have a love for. Like, the fact that Mr. Terrific, or I think I probably screwed up his name there. I think it's Mr. Terrific. I had no idea who this guy was. I don't even know who he is now. But the movie gives him such great sequences because James Gunn loves underdogs. He's loved them since Guardians. He's loved them since his earliest filmmaking days. And I think he brings that to...
Oh, we lost Matt's sound. Can you hear me, Matt? Maybe he muted his computer. There we go. Matt, are you back?
I am. Did I go?
Your voice cut out about 20 seconds ago, or 10 or
oh,
20
no,
seconds.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Okay. I'm sure that was there.
I was just saying, I think James Gunn does a great job of making things, weaving underdogs into his movies and making you care about characters you would have never cared about in any other movie.
I would have liked to have seen more of Wendell Pierce.
Yeah,
that was so weird. And I know that everybody says, well, they probably just had to cut stuff, obviously. But no, I agree with you. Superman was fun. Let's get to Fantastic Four. I have not seen Fantastic Four. Conrad saw it, but our guest, Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic here, did see it. And what did you think of the Fantastic Four, Matt?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it while I was watching it. It kind of has a similar Superman thing where it's really energetic. It kind of throws you into the story. I love I love that it's a Marvel movie that has texture to it, that has clearly real sets and real costumes and, you know, real humans in it. It's nice to see in Marvel. They kind of got lost in the CGI goop looking at you, Ant-Man 3. But it feels too controlled. It feels too on rails. I want that movie to have a little bit more air and life in it. And it's just, it feels, you watch the movie and you're kind of thrilled and you're having fun, but it feels like a movie. It feels like storytelling. And you kind of just want a little bit more time to like let, oh, that's a really interesting idea. Let's sit on that idea for a little bit. Oh, this is a really like cool moment right now. I'd love to sit in this moment. And the movie is just constantly kind of being like, no, we have to tell our story. No, we have to do stuff. I've liked it less since I've been away with it from it, but I enjoyed it. It's an enjoyable summer blockbuster. It's the first and only good Fantastic Four movie, unless you include The Incredibles, which is the best Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, wow. Matt, before we have to do, well, we've got about a minute and a half before a break, but Eddington and I Know What You Did Last Summer. You saw both of those. I heard from a couple jaded people they didn't like Eddington, and then I've heard it's incredible. So where do you stand on Eddington with Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, I am with the jaded people. This is the big divisive movie of the summer, Ari Aster's 2020 satire. I think that satires should consider being funny at some point. And I never found Eddington ever really funny. I didn't find the jokes. I didn't get on the wavelength of Ari Aster's sense of humor in that movie. And I think he's trying to say stuff about people getting lost to conspiracies and insanity. And then the third act of that movie kind of botches that idea in very strange ways. There are people who are coming to love it. I think this is going to be the most divisive movie of the summer. I'm on the side of I just don't think it works for me. And the characters are not even half sketched. I mean, Emma Stone and Austin Butler are in the movie for maybe a combined 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And neither of them have a character really to play. It just doesn't really have the focus that you need. And if I'm going to sit around in 2020 for 2.5 hours again, I want to get more out of it than just like, man, crazy times. Am I right? That's like, yeah, funny. We all know that. I need a little bit more than that.
All right. We're coming right back. We have a few more minutes left with Matt Miller. We're going to talk to Matt about I Know What You Did Last Summer. And he's going to give us a preview of what's still to come this summer. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew,
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000 plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net. www.northernpines.net.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, down in the basement. And if a storm is taking rays, you can dance every
day. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin as we broadcast statewide here and talk about the things in life we love, movies and TV, comedy, music, you name it. Tonight we're talking mustard and music and movies. At 7:30, Barry Levinson, the curator of the Mustard National Mustard Museum in Madison, will be here, and we're talking Mile of Music with Kim Mothy at 7:05. Right now we've got some more movie talk with our current guest and one of our Nightlight besties, Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic. Matt, so what did you think? I feel like I know what you're going to say, but like, I know what you did last summer is not getting a ton of great press. What did you think of it?
It's not getting great press because it's not a great movie. I did not enjoy it very much. I think it's really generic and really kind of, for a serial killer slasher movie, not a single memorable kill or scare, which is kind of, you know, the ultimate doom for a movie like this. And it's just really punchless. I think there's a really fun I Know What You Did Last Summer movie to be made. I don't know if you've ever seen the horror movie Unfriended, but like, I want a version of this idea, you know, of kids accidentally kill a guy and cover it up, and a year later somebody's trying to get revenge. That movie should be so much fun and mean, punishing these kids for, you know, the and the movie is kind of like, they don't even kill the guy in the movie. They don't even like actually end up doing the murder. So it's kind of a biteless, punchless horror movie. Yeah, you can skip that one.
And listen, we've all accidentally killed a guy. Make it believable. Just, hey, Matt, what is coming up that you still want to see? I know Naked Gun opens this weekend, The Bad Guys 2, both reviewing very well. I love that there's a comedy coming back to the big screen. I don't know that it gets there without the Naked Gun franchise behind it, but great that it's reviewing incredibly well. I've heard good things. What have you heard, and what else can we look forward to this summer?
I've also heard really great things about The Naked Gun, and I don't think it's just because we're so thirsty for a new comedy that we'll just take anything. I've heard that it has that classic Zazz Airplane Naked Gun style of like every joke we thought of, it's in the movie, you know? And I think the guys behind it, they're the Lonely Island guys. It's Akiva Schaffer, who did MacGruber, who did Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping. They love the stuff that they do. They love the stuff that they're riffing off of. And they're really good at just constantly throwing gags at the audience. So I'm really looking forward to Naked Gun. I can't wait to see it this weekend. And I know August has this reputation of being like the other summer month where like no big blockbusters come out. But there's a ton of really interesting stuff coming out this upcoming month from huge names. So next weekend, you've got Freakier Friday and Weapons, which I'm very excited for. Weapons, that's the new horror movie from the guy who did Barbarian, the Airbnb horror movie. Yeah, I've heard great stuff about Weapons. That's another really buzzy movie. I think it might be a quiet hit here at the end of the month. And then you've got a new Spike Lee movie coming out next month, Highest to Lowest with Denzel Washington. That sounds awesome. You've got a new movie from one of the Coen brothers, Honey Don't, a kind of, you know, dark comedy, Western kind of, you know, detective mystery. That seems real. I mean, I will see another Coen movie. Sure. And you have a new movie from Darren Aronofsky at the end of the month, Caught Stealing with Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz. So you've got all these really cool directors making really interesting stuff. I hope people, you know, we've had a kind of slow July because it's been a lot of franchises, a lot of, you know, reboots and stuff of that nature. August is where if you are looking for original stuff from great filmmakers, there's so much really interesting stuff coming out.
That's really good to know. And I just looked up Weapons. I kind of forgot about that. Josh Brolin, Julia Garner, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't confuse it, folks, with the 2007 Weapon starring Nick Cannon and Paul Dano, which got a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's big swing there.
Definitely make sure you get to the right one. But yeah, I've heard great things about Weapons. It's the kind of movie, honestly, that I saw the first trailer for it, and I was like, I don't need to see any more. I'm sold. I don't want to see any more previews. So when like a trailer starts before a movie, I like walk out of the theater. I'm like, I don't need to see anything else. I'm all set. I'm all good. But I've heard really good stuff about Weapons. And again, you know, new Spike Lee, a new Coen brother movie. You know, a new remake of The War of the Roses is coming out with Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman, who I don't love the director of that movie, Jay Roach. He's not my favorite director, but I mean, it's Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman. That's a great cast. And that's another comedy. There's a lot of comedies coming out here at the end of the summer. Hopefully, if one of them hits, we could get comedies in other months of the year, too.
Wouldn't
what a fun concept
something.
That would be.
Yeah. We have about a minute left, Matt. Have you seen Together or have you heard that? That's another one reviewing off the charts.
Yeah. And that's another one that I've been avoiding the trailers for. A, because I had heard it give a decent amount away. But B, I don't want to be. So it looks really fun for those who don't know. That's Dave Franco and Alison Brie.
The less creepy Franco brother.
the less canceled one a couple, and they are joining together. Take that as literally as you want to. I've heard great stuff. It looks like it's going to be a late summer kind of hit. The reviews are really good for it. I know it had a lot of buzz out of the earlier festivals this year. I'm really excited about it. We had a really slow July. The big movies were big, but the problem was there were no other movies. Only 6 movies came out in wide release,
that's
release
crazy.
This past month. That's not great. So it's kind of nice that August is like, let's try some different projects and maybe some stuff hits here. I have seen the early numbers. It looks like Naked Gun might do well at the box office, which gives me hope that maybe some more comedies will show up on the horizon. And the more variety you get in theaters, the more people you will get back into theaters.
Definitely. And I think don't underestimate the comedies, too. If they come back, I think they'll draw people to the theaters, too. Matt, take care of that doggy. Thank you so much, as always, for your time, buddy. And we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Hot Dish says hi. Thanks for having me, Pete.
Woof, woof. All right. That's Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic. Great stuff. All right. Our question of the night, folks. What is a vegetable you hated as a kid that you like now? We'll read the text when we come back and we'll recap the show in Act Two. That's coming up next after intermission. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Colorado dentist James Craig found guilty of first-degree murder in the poisoning of his wife, sentenced today to life in prison. Arapahoe County District Attorney Amy Patton calls it justice served.
I hope this conviction and life sentence in prison brings a measure of justice to Angela.
President Trump said today the White House is very busy hammering out trade deals. Friday's the day when the president says they'll take effect for dozens of countries. The Federal Reserve announcing today it's keeping interest rates unchanged. An NTSB hearing today to investigate the collision of an American Airlines jet with a Black Hawk military helicopter that left 67 people dead revealed the helicopter pilot never heard a final request from air traffic control to go behind the airliner. Tsunami advisories canceled in Japan and the U.S. Pacific coast, but there were new alerts in South America after one of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded struck off the coast of eastern Russia. This is ABC News.